Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. The ICC issues an arrest warrant for Benjamin Netanyahu. Are they going to do it? Let's talk about it. Or where they went, they caught 78 known terrorists within the beginning of this year alone. And hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. So we're going to talk about, before we get to this whole issue with Benjamin Netanyahu, we're going to talk about what's happening here in the United States of America and how this past week or so throughout the country, people have been experiencing tornadoes. There's been earthquakes. There have been electrical storms. So I'm in the state of Texas. And just this past weekend, Sunday morning, I woke up to an electrical storm and was hit really hard. I actually have some routers here in my studio that were completely taken out. I have a sound system that was completely taken out. The lights went completely out. But luckily, I was in a position where I had the generator that was charged where I could actually run a few things to keep things going until the lights came back on. But you know what? You don't know when a devastating disaster is going to take place. You don't know when that next earthquake, you don't know that next tornado, the next hurricane, the next natural disaster, you don't know when it's going to happen. You don't know when the next time the phone systems are going to go out, because they went out not too long ago. So to talk again about this, I really want to emphasize on this. Our special guest, Brett Miller, was a Marine for 9 years. He served as a firearm team leader, mortar team leader, which I'm really highly interested in. I would love to shoot a mortar. I mean, I really would, to be honest with you. A company radio operator with an infantry battalion, mastering in small arms and a close quarter combat, radio encryption and field communication, and is now the CEO of his own company. Mr. Miller, thank you so much for joining me.
Will, thanks for having me again. Good to see you.
Yes, good to see you. So Nebraska got hit with these horrific tornadoes, and people standing outside just recording these tornadoes. Like with the age of everyone having a cell phone with the camera, can put it on social media immediately. I've never seen images like these that are coming out of Nebraska and other places with these tornadoes. And I wonder how many people were prepared for this. And see, that's the reason why I want to talk to you about this, because this is really important right now. Because, again, we don't know when the next natural disaster is going to take place. Right?
That's right. I mean, sadly, this was a perfect example of what we've been talking about and what we're trying to do. And that's just get everybody prepared as best as possible. There's not much you can do to prepare your home when a huge tornado. And I saw those images. I mean, that was like a scene out of Wizard of Oz. I mean, that thing was intense. It was huge. It was dark. It was scary. It was like its own monster.
When I first saw it, I thought it was, you know, from a movie, because someone had a really good camera out there. And I thought it was from a movie. What was it? You know, where they're chasing the storms. I thought it was a new movie coming out.
Oh, Twister.
That. Twister. Yeah. Helen Hunt.
Twister. Yeah. Twister 2. I mean, sadly and scarily, right? I mean, that's what was happening. You know, we're in this place right now in the world where anything can happen, and we're seeing it play out, whether it's, you know, wars or floods or now tornadoes. And I mean, terrifying tornadoes, you know, and where it came from and how, I mean, act of God, force majeure, HAARP. I mean, who knows? There's a lot of stories out there. But the fact of the matter is, at the end of the day, these people lost everything. You know, they lost their ability to communicate. They lost their ability to stay warm. They lost their ability to, you know, to get fresh water. I mean, these are all the things that, you know, we try to talk about and try to prepare people in advance for these types of situations. And sadly, I mean, my heart goes out to them, and we're working as fast as we can to try to do what we can, you know, to try to support people in our communities You know, we have users on satnews123.com. We have users on sat123.com, satellite users. You know, we're trying to do what we can to help them. But at the same time, when it comes to these situations, it really comes down to exactly right there. You're a perfect example. You have to be the one that takes care of yourself and your family, because no one's going to be there. And at least they're not going to be there in the next day or so when you really need it. So, yeah, we just want to stress that. And our hearts go out to everyone and we pray for them. And what a crazy time we're living in.
Oh, my goodness. Absolutely.
Just crazy,
you know,
right?
So when my power went out here, the location that I live in Texas here, when the power goes out, my phone reception already sucks here. I'm not going to name the service provider that I use, but every time the power goes out, my phone reception, I can't even call 911. That's how bad it is where I'm located.
Yeah.
And
well, and that's,
and well, I was just going to say,
I was just going to say, yeah, go ahead.
I'm so happy. Now I have a peace of mind that because when the phone system goes, or the electric, you know, when the lights go out here and the phone system goes out, I have a peace of mind now that I can at least call 911.
Yeah. You know? I mean, that's where it comes down to. It really does at the end of the day. I mean, you know, and your house being struck by lightning, I mean, thank the Lord, your house is all right, you know, minus a few blown fuses and things like that. But of course, the first thing to go in any disaster is your ability to communicate with the outside world. Right. I mean, that's what goes. It's either the cell tower, it's the electric, it's your, you know, your Wi-Fi, your router. It's, you know, it's whatever, whatever happens and whatever, whether it's a flood, a fire, electric, a snow power outage, snowstorm, blizzard, things like that. I mean, what's the first thing to go is your power. And then with the power comes communication. Satellite phones are the only way to communicate when there's no Wi-Fi and cellular. Unless you know smoke signals, which I don't, and I don't even know Morse code. I know a few dot dot dash, but not enough to call for help.
SOS.
And there has to be someone on the other end, right? There has to be someone receiving that. But with this, like you said, at the very least, you can dial 911. You can call your friends, your family. You can call, you know, children or parents that aren't in your immediate home, and if they have one too, and you could just say, hey, I'm okay. I love you. Yep. How are you? Let's do this.
And you know, a really good point. If you're the only one on your block that is able to call 911, who do you think they're going to respond to? I'm just putting it out. Now, I guess it's kind of being a little selfish, right? Right. I mean, but hey, I'm able to call 911. They're going to come to the location because I called 911. No one else can call 911 because they don't have a satellite phone, because all the phone systems are down. The network is down and it becomes a problem. And now that hurricane season is on the rise, tornado season, we're in the middle of it right now. I don't understand why no one would try to think about this as like an insurance policy, you know, getting this so you can have that peace of mind, that insurance. And, you know, it's not something that you get on a cell phone and just chit chat every single day for hours and hours. It's for that emergency. And how many times have we been in that situation where we're on the road or whatever, traveling, now tornado season, like I mentioned, and we need to be able to communicate with somebody? How many times? It's like more times than we can count, right?
I mean, I think, absolutely. I think I said it last time when we were chatting, you know, all the disasters, sure, maybe you just pop a tire in Utah, you know, maybe you're just out of service, you know, something like that. I wanted to go back to something that you said. It's not a selfish thought, what you mentioned earlier, to have a cell phone. I just want to refer to a gentleman named Mark Bodiger from the Marriott Maui Ocean Club in Hawaii. During the Lahaina fires, he had one satellite phone and he was able to assist 14,000 people with one phone that were all in this resort because he was the one that had it. So it's not a selfish thought to think about, hey, I'm getting this phone for me and my family, but I mean, you, of course, would help your neighbors. You would be the first one to call in an emergency. I mean, it's not like you that, no, my phone, no one else can use it. I kid with you, but it's a very serious and topical.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I guess ahead. I was talking about being kind of selfish. Like, I would be the first one to call. So they're going to come to my location first.
Yeah.
Because I was the first one to call. But of course, you know, I would talk to my neighbors every time the power goes out. I got my house, my studio actually got hit this Sunday with the lightning, and of course the people across from me, they got hit as well. So I went and talked to them. We're like talking to each other, our neighbors talk to each other, and of course, you know, that's what we would do. I mean, that's a great story. What happened there, where they helped all of those people, one satellite phone. So just imagine you could be the go-to person in your neck of the woods. And I mean, I don't mind it because I think that's what we're supposed to be here. That's community. We're supposed to come together and help each other out.
It is. Love thy neighbor, right? And take care of your neighbor and take care of your community. I mean, you're nothing without your neighbors and your community, right? That's what builds it. That's what, with the start. We live in more of a global world, but when it comes down to it, at the end of the day, in an emergency, the people coming to your rescue are your friends and your neighbors, right? The people that are closest to you, because they're the ones that can get to you first and vice versa, right? I mean, how, you know, if your neighbor's house were catching fire, you would immediately run over there, wake them up, bust in the house, do whatever you can, try to put it out, do whatever you can. I mean, that's our nature as neighbors, as community. When it comes to communication, it's that same mindset. You need to stay in connection and contact with your community and then be able to, get a hold of the people outside of your community that are still in your network, so to speak, or in your family that may or may not be your neighbors. And another thing to your point, I just wanted to point this out. You know, we have a lot of great plans. Sat123.com. We're doing everything we can to work with you, the user, and get you on a service that's affordable and that it works for you. And we do have on satnews123.com, we actually have the ability to send you daily data, information, influencer data directly to your cell phone through our app. But yeah, come to sat123.com, check us out. We have all these different programs, all kinds. You get free satellite devices right now. We're giving away devices. You just pay for your service. I'll give you these devices for free. Wow. This is a $1,500, $1,700 phone. This is a $350 Bivy stick. You get them for free. You just pay for the service. And like I said, we have all kinds of plans because we don't want to turn anyone away for any reason. This is not just like a, hey, we're in business and this is our business. No, this is our service. We are offering services to people for just these scenarios. And, you know, come and check us out, work with us, call our customer service. We want to help you and we're here to help you, you know, and we're here to help you prepare.
Well, you know what? You know, I'm gonna be honest with you about something. When I first saw everything was happening in Israel, was happening in Russia, where we're possibly on the verge of World War III. I kept thinking, like, this is what better time for me to get a satellite phone? Not just, you know, talking about the tornadoes, because I'm in a location where tornadoes have hit here as well. But
sure,
not just tornadoes and hurricanes and earthquakes, but possible World War III, which, you know, we were thinking, no one really in their right mind thinking, okay, we're going to end up in World War III. But every single day I sit there and listen to what they're doing. We're closer and closer, and they keep talking about that last minute in the hour. It's like 11:59.
Yeah.
Now we're just seconds away. So I think now is the time for people to probably really consider. I mean, extreme, because I've looked at satellite phones in the past, and I'm like, well, do I really need a satellite phone? Because I can tell you how many people I've talked to. Yeah. Do I really need one? Do I really need one? Now that we've had these cell phone outages, how could you not? Possible World War III, how could you not? That's what I don't understand. How could you not, right?
I think it should be, you know, just as a peace of mind, it should be one satellite device per household is kind of how I look at it. But if you have a large family and you're out in the move, out and about, then yeah, we have family plans, multiple family, multiple device services, you know, anything to fit your needs. I would just say, to touch on what you were saying, the government, I was in the military, you know, 9 years, Marine Corps. I did a lot of cool things. I did fire a lot of mortars, 60 millimeter mortars, which are a lot of fun. I wish I had a mortar, I'd take you out, but they won't sell me any mortars anymore. But my point is, you know, in the military, we use satellite communication, right? I mean, that's a big one. SATCOMs are everything. Special operators, standard operators, you know, I mean, just general comms in the military, governments, they're all satellite devices. And just last year, and I think I said this last show, Congress and all of their staffers and everyone in DC bought themselves a satellite device on your dime. Well, my dime too. Our dime. And they did that in preparation for something that they think is coming. So now our leaders think something is coming enough that they all got themselves satellite phones. Now, so just to allude to what you were saying, you're not very far off that something could happen, that chain reaction Now that problem ends up in our backyard.
Led with that. I mean, all of Congress, so they're telling us that something is about to happen.
Yeah.
You know,
they absolutely are. Well, they're not telling us, they're showing us.
They're showing us something is about
to happen. They're showing us. Absolutely. Exactly. Yep. 100%.
Well, Mr. Miller, thank you so much for coming on and having this discussion with us again. I was really honored to
tell you, Will. I appreciate you.
How they can find the satellite phone and the bivy sticks.
Come to sat123.com. We got everything for you. Sat123.com. Just tell them Will Johnson sent you. I appreciate you, Will. We love you, sir. Thank you for everything you're doing. And yeah, everybody, just get prepared. The time is now. There is no more clear a time in human history than to, you know, than now to get prepared. So yeah, thanks, absolutely. Will. Appreciate you.
Actually, I made it a short link, prepgearplus.com. And it takes
you. Oh, there you go. The website. Oh, even better.
Prepgearplus.com. It takes them directly to the website.
I love it. Even awesome. Better.
Yep.
Even better.
All right.
Thank God you, sir. Bless, sir. Thank Appreciate you. You.
Take care.
God bless you. Thank you.
Okay, everybody. We're going to talk about more about us going into a possible World War III and how the ICC is going after individuals in the world. We'll be right back.
I'm excited to announce we're having a huge MyPillow spring sale. And here's a few examples. Buy one of our MyPillow 2.0s, you get another MyPillow 2.0 absolutely free. Made with cooling technology, the best pillow ever just got even better. And this just in, 9 brand new colors and styles of our Percale bed sheets. They're made with the finest long staple cotton, and now you can save 50% or more. That's as low as $24.98. And for the first time this year, I'm bringing you our My Slippers and Sandals for as low as $25 a pair. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get your MyPillow 2.0s. Buy one, get one free. Percale sheets as low as $24.98. My Slippers and Sandals as low as $25 a pair. And for a limited time, when you order $75 or more, your entire order ships absolutely free.
Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think will be one of the most valuable things when the recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds. Just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to uniteamericafirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today. Imagine a world where your phone works anywhere. No dead zones, no dropped calls. That's what you get when you go to PrepGearPlus.com. The Iridium 9555 satellite phone gives you the freedom to connect from any corner of the globe. And for a limited time, it's yours at no cost with a 24-month agreement for just $95.95 a month. Plus, they offer family share plans with up to 3 phones. Why satellite phones? They're secure, encrypted, and used by the U.S. military, ensuring that your communication is private and reliable. In a time where the cell networks are increasingly vulnerable, the satellite phone is a beacon of stability. Don't believe me? Ask the tens of thousands who were left without service during the AT&T outage, or the heroes in Hawaii who manage emergency situations with just one satellite phone. Get a peace of mind with a network that stands firm when others fail. Visit PrepGearPlus.com or call 855-980-5830 to join the communication revolution. PrepGearPlus.com, where every call is secure and every corner of the earth is covered.
What's happening on America's college campuses is horrific. Anti-Semitic mobs have taken over leading universities. They call for the annihilation of Israel. They attack Jewish students. They attack Jewish faculty. This is reminiscent of what happened in German universities in the 1930s. It's unconscionable. It has to be stopped. It has to be condemned, and condemned unequivocally. But that's not what happened. The response of several university presidents was shameful. Now, fortunately, state, local, federal officials, many of them have responded differently, but there has to be more. More has to be done. It has to be done not only because they attack Israel, that's bad enough. Not only because they want to kill Jews wherever they are, that's bad enough. It's also, when you listen to them, it's also because they say not only death to Israel, death to the Jews, but death to America. And this tells us that there's an anti-Semitic surge here that has terrible consequences. We see this exponential rise of anti-Semitism throughout America and throughout Western societies as Israel tries to defend itself against genocidal terrorists. Genocidal terrorists who hide behind civilians. Yet it is Israel that is falsely accused of genocide. Israel that is falsely accused of starvation and all sundry war crimes. It's all one big libel. But that's not new. We've seen in history that anti-Semitic attacks were always preceded by vilification and slander. Lies that were cast against the Jewish people that are unbelievable, yet people believe them. And what is important now is for all of us who are interested and are, cherish our values and our civilization, to stand up together and to say enough is enough. We have to stop anti-Semitism because anti-Semitism is the canary in the coal mine. It always precedes larger conflagrations that engulf the entire world. So I ask all of you, Jews and non-Jews alike, who are concerned with our common future and our common values, to do one thing. Stand up, speak up, be counted. Stop anti-Semitism now.
You know, I'm guessing he had to do this video because there's so much of it happening. And it's not just happening here in the United States of America. It's actually growing across the world. And I've actually made that statement so many times. I'm going to make another prediction. I'm going to make another prediction here. And I'm praying that I'm wrong in this prediction. With all of this hatred towards Israel that is boiling over at these universities, these colleges here in the United States of America, and it's not even just at the colleges, but right now they're using the youth, these young adults. This prediction that I have is that we're going to start seeing major violence. Because think about it, the people that's utilizing these children, basically, the ones that's using them, let me remind you, these are the same people that encourage other people to strap bombs to themselves and go into the supermarket. Same group of people that's influencing these kids to protest. So once they realize that they're not going to get what they want, because they're acting like little tyrant children. See, it's not like it was when Stalin was around. When Stalin was using the youth to start going around and tormenting people, then end up killing millions of people. People are not going to buy it like that any longer. They've already tested this out with the whole BLM Trans-Tifa movement, the Summer of Love. People are not buying into it any longer. So when they don't get what they want, they're going to resort to some extreme measures. And I'm talking about violence. And again, let me remind you, the same people that's utilizing these children are the exact same people that convince the children to strap bombs on themselves and go into the supermarket. Do you think it's not going to happen at some point? Now, it's a prediction. Now, I hope and pray that I'm wrong. I hope I'm just exaggerating a little too much here. Will Johnson is not going to get to that point. I hope that's the case. But as it stands, when they realize they're not going to get what they want, it's going to jump out there even more. So I want y'all to listen to, watch this one, because Benjamin Netanyahu, he put out a statement, put out a video talking about these college campuses. Now look at the propaganda video that the left, these pro-Hamas Palestinian terrorists, put out. Watch this. You see this? How was this not propaganda? I was talking to my producer about this earlier, and I said they actually created a video with the children in Gaza saying, oh, thank you, thank you. And what does this do? This is 100% propaganda going right to the minds of these idiots on these campuses right now saying, oh, the children love us, so we have to keep doing this. We're doing this for the children. Same thing Hitler did. You got to do it for the children. Same thing Stalin did. You got to do it for the children. And now Hamas is doing it. You got to do it for the children. And these easily manipulated, impressionable minds on these campuses, they're doing it for the children. Or at least that's what they believe they're doing it for. They're not doing it for the children. They're doing it for Hamas. This is nothing but propaganda 101. And look at this. Now, I want when we play this, I want you to play it full screen. What you see on the screen here, there's an older gentleman walking across the screen. And the caption of this is that he was an old Army vet and he served in the military. And remember the men and women, the men that stormed the beaches to fight against all of the tyranny that's happening in the country. And look how they show their respect for the men and women of the United States of America that fought against what they are trying to bring to America. This is pretty sad, actually. Watch. You remember? See, that's when America was actually strong. I would say America has gotten a lot weaker ever since Joe Biden and the Democrats have taken control. This country has gotten a lot weaker, and that's what they're really trying to do. To see the men and women storm the beach like this, to see this happening, and we don't have men like this any longer in the military. This is not what we have any longer. What we have would be men jumping out of airplanes with parachutes, but they would have skirts on. This is the U.S. military now. This is not the same military. They don't look at the United States of America as a powerhouse any longer. You can take it off. They have changed what America is all about, or at least they're really trying. I should have gotten see if we can find it, Shannon. There's a video where they're actually putting up a Palestinian flag. They actually put up a Palestinian flag. Hang it up in America. But, you know, it's really no different than them putting up a Palestinian flag as if it, or no different putting up a sodomite flag or a Trans-Tifa flag, BLM flag, because there's no country called Palestine. These are people. It's just a movement. That's all that it is. It's a movement. The Palestinian movement. There's no country. But they hang it up like they've conquered these campuses. Have y'all seen it? It's pretty bizarre. I mean, where's the campus police? They should go and automatically remove it. Automatically remove it. Did they get a permit to hang the flags? No. I bet you if I went to you know what? Put it this way. If I went to the Supreme Court of the United States of America and I was just holding the United States American flag, what do you think would happen? Anybody in the comments? Anybody in the comments? What do you think would happen? Let me repeat it again, just in case you did not understand it. If I went to the Supreme Court of the United States of America and I'm just standing there, not saying anything, just standing there, but holding the American flag, what do you think would happen to Will Johnson? Is there anybody that know the answer to that? What do you think? What do you think? I think it's kind of obvious what the fact that I'm bringing it up. They would arrest me. Did you know that, Shannon? They would arrest me if I were to hold the American flag on the steps of the Supreme Court of the United States of America. They would arrest me. How do I know this? Because when I was there, I was talking to a police officer that was there working, and he said, we would have to arrest you. And I said, but why? He said, because there may be some that might be offended by it. It ran all through me. I was highly irritated. Well, let me show you what the police in Germany are doing about these pro-Hamas Palestinian terrorist supporters. And all this, I'm sharing this for you because all of this is the reason why the ICC is now talking about Benjamin Netanyahu should be arrested. This is what all this is about. They're tacking all of this on. They're saying that all of this is his fault. What's happening in the Gaza Strip is his fault. They're saying all of this is his fault. But look at this. This is how they should be handled. And this is not... So, finally, you have German police actually arresting those that would actually portray as Nazis. Get them. And with all of this, they're saying they're calling the police officers the Gestapo. They're saying the police officers are the one in the wrong. It's despicable. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
It's a MyPillow 2.0. And your promo code is Will or
Unite One.
Unite One. Unite One. It could be Will too, you know.
Yeah.
Unite One. Use that promo code. You buy one of the MyPillow 2.0s, you get a second one absolutely free. And they say, well, Mike, how could you improve on the best pillow ever? The technology that this has in it, I didn't have 20 years ago. It's a temperature regulated thread made here in the USA that I had made into the most amazing fabric ever. So you combine height, adjustable height, with temperature, and you get the best sleep in history. Just got even better.
Yes, for the best night's sleep ever, use promo code UNITES1 at MyPillow.com. Promo code UNITES1, the MyPillow 2.0, the Giza sheets, the slippers, and also up to 80% off MyPillow.com using promo code UNITES1. Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think would be one of the most valuable things when the recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds. Just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to uniteamericafirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today.
Welcome to a journey of enhanced cognitive well-being with Frequence Rise, a product that is believed to be an all-in-one supplement for supporting mental performance and overall brain health. At the heart of our nootropics lies a carefully crafted blend of 7 different organic mushrooms, essential B vitamins, amino acids, and the power of green coffee bean extract. This unique formulation is designed to nourish your brain and support optimal cognitive function.
All right, everybody, we are back. Really quick, let me tell you about the RiseAndVibe.com. RiseAndVibe.com. This is the rise, and every single morning before I go to the gym, I put this in my sports drink. And while I'm at the gym, I am taking the Rise by Frequence. It's so awesome. Now, we talked about this last week, and what I've noticed about it, it makes me feel happy. Even though I'm like having some stressful issues and stressful things are to happen, I'm actually feeling happy about, you know, I mean, it's still stressful. Don't get me wrong. It doesn't take away all the stress, but I'm feeling happy about just life in general. You know, I was talking to my producer, and she was explaining to me, she said, I can't explain it, but it's just like we go outside and everything seemed greener. Everything seems like the birds are chirping, even though we just have terrible stuff going on. I guess it's almost like we recognize how beautiful things are. And it makes me happy.
Yeah, well, and that's probably because of what it's formulated.
Am I explaining that right? Like, is it making me happy? Yeah. Making you happy?
I mean, Rise is called a mental health supplement, and there's a reason why Rise has such a heavy impact on you. And one is because it's formulated with 7 different organic mushrooms, B vitamins, amino acids, a little bit of caffeine, and a little bit of green bean extract. But will all this together... Look at the different things that this is helping people with. It's support for mental performance, brain health, energy, mental clarity, creativity, motivation, concentration, alertness, and mood. And
you know what? That's for the mood for me. It's really made a difference.
Yeah. Yeah, it's an amazing. I mean, people are using this to help people get off of addictions, right? Because it helps your brain recuperate. It has lion's mane in it, which has been known many, many years to help people with concentration, but also it helps your brain recover and create new brain cells. Do you remember when we were growing up, one reason why they would say not to do marijuana is because once you kill the brain cells, they never come back?
I've heard that so many times.
Right, but Frequence helps your body recuperate and get more brain cells. And Will, there's a little frequency. Show people at the top of this container. There's a little tab.
At the top of it, so when you get the container of the Rise here, when you get the container, it comes with a little chip here. There's a little chip. And it's not like the mRNA putting in your body. It's not anything like that. It doesn't change your DNA.
It's
doesn't
like
change anything
music.
Like that. But what it does, it emits a frequency. Have y'all seen those videos where they have the plate and they have the sand on top of it and they add a certain frequency and it changes the structure of the sand? And it's really beautiful.
Or how music responds. Responds to music.
Yeah, water responds to the music. Same thing here.
Yeah.
They've actually taken different sounds and frequencies and applied it to this
product.
And they actually have the chip here where it's constantly emitting that frequency.
Yeah, and so your body absorbs these nutrients for the way that they're intended and helps your body use them just for that. It helps get rid of free radicals in your body. It just really helps you to have better mental clarity. And, well, I just gave it to a friend that she actually believes she does frequencies. And I gave her this product. I gave her the 5-day trial, and she said just today, she just texted this to me a little while ago, that she is feeling amazing. She said it's a wonderful product. She said, I will definitely order some, and it tastes wonderful.
Yes.
So she said she's feeling so much better. It tastes good, and she can't wait to order more. And
but that's good, because you just sent her some.
Yeah, I just sent her five
it's
you know,
a friend
what
of yours.
I had, a friend of mine, you know, because I wanted her to try it. Uh-huh. And she was like, because, you know, some people are like, it really works.
Yes, because I've had so many of them. And I was like, okay, here's another supplement, right? And you know, there's people go, well, I don't know. I'm with you. And like, I don't know. But
this is the only second product that we've actually endorsed.
That I've actually had work for me. But
they
now,
both
hold
work
on,
together.
Hold on.
Before
they we run out
together.
Of time here, I got to talk about this sink.
Absolutely.
The sink is my new love. I can't tell you enough. Let me put, you know, I've gone through some things here, where, you know, social media and stuff like that, my business, and it's been extremely stressful. And I was looking for things to help me go to sleep in the evening. And like Shannon mentioned, this will help with some addictions that you have. I don't have any addictions, you know, like alcohol or anything like that, you know. But this sink, I would take this. And the first time I took it, I'm like, I'm not sure, you know, is it working? The sink, is it working? And then all of a sudden I took it and then I woke up one night, had to use the restroom, and I got a glass of water, and I lay back down. And most of the time, if I wake up during the middle of the night, I can't go back to sleep. My mind is racing, and then 2 and a half hours later, I finally go back to sleep. But with this sink, I actually go right back to sleep.
And let me tell you why.
I can't even keep my eyes open through the night.
People are praising because they've actually been sleeping like they did when they were a little kid, really, really hard. And it's my new love. This is where frequency meets sync, your nightly companion designed to harmonize with your body's natural rhythms. Sync's collagen peptides elevate your nightly routine from enhancing your skin's radiance to muscle recovery. It says magnesium is a cornerstone ingredient. It is believed to calm the central nervous system and address related sleep challenges, Will, that help you drift into a nice sleep. But sync doesn't stop there. It has the calming properties of GABA and the therapeutic potential of CBD and the sleep-inducing qualities of CBN. You're set for a harmonious night's sleep. And like you said, we've been embracing this. And well, you know what? People need more sleep, because if they don't get more sleep, they have low.
Yeah, so many health issues. Get right to it. It's so many different health issues when you don't get enough sleep. And again, I'm telling you right now, this sync is my new love. It really is, because I dream like I did when I was a kid. Vivid dreams. I wake up from having a dream, and it's not no crazy dreams. Well, sometimes they're crazy, but I'm dreaming like I did when I was a kid. I go back to sleep, then I go back into that realm sleep again. It's so beautiful. It's my new love, next to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com right now, they're having the best deals on the planet, but you have to use promo code WILL to get the best deal. MyPillow.com, and let me express something else to you too. When you use promo code WILL at MyPillow.com, you're actually helping me keep the lights on. You're actually helping me bring the news that you want to see, the information that, you know, you're not getting anywhere else other than you come to Lindell TV. This is the reason why I'm telling everyone, use promo code. Can you change the promo code there to promo code WILL on the lower third for me? Promo code WILL at MyPillow.com and get the best deal. Now, you can use Unite One, but it's a lot easier for people to remember promo code WILL when you're going to MyPillow.com.
Well, Unite One is how you get to our site. So, just so you know.
So maybe we should ask them to update that. See if we can get them to update that, to change it to.
Yeah, you're going to have to hold on for me then.
To promo code, to WILL, /WILL. So that way it'd be a little consistent. Because most people are familiar with that. But use promo code WILL, everybody. All right, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. We're going to talk about how the ICC is going after Benjamin Netanyahu, meaning that they can just select anyone that they dislike and go after him. We'll be right back.
Meet Frequence Sync, your nightly companion designed to harmonize with your body's natural rhythms. At the heart of Sync lies a blend of potent ingredients meticulously chosen for their transformative benefits. Sync's collagen peptides elevate your nightly routine, from enhancing skin's radiance and muscle recovery to fortifying joints and promoting digestion. It's your holistic approach to beauty and well-being. Magnesium, a cornerstone ingredient, is believed to calm the central nervous system and address age-related sleep challenges, ensuring you drift into a restorative slumber. But Sync doesn't stop there. With the calming properties of GABA, the therapeutic potential of CBD, and the sleep-inducing qualities of CBN, you're set for a harmonious night's rest. Embrace Sync, where nature's finest collaborate to reduce stress, elevate mood, and ensure you wake up feeling refreshed and revitalized. Sync. Synchronize with the night and rise to a new day.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me. And I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One-third of humanity will die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist. understanding the end time.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves, exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cards and cash. Go to uniteamericafirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.
Let's talk about Benjamin Netanyahu. Benjamin Netanyahu being targeted by the ICC. You know what? Israel, they're not a signatory of the ICC, but the court, but they still don't care. They're going after Benjamin Netanyahu. They're saying that he has committed crimes. Now, they actually haven't put out the whole arrest warrant for Benjamin Netanyahu, but more than likely, they said it is going to come. They're saying it is going to happen. Benjamin Netanyahu is on their list. Now, they have actually some other people that they've already targeted once already for this. Right, Shannon? If I'm not mistaken, can we put up on the screen here? This one, last year, the ICC, you can make it full screen, the ICC issued an arrest warrant for Russia's President Vladimir Putin, which accused him of responsibility of illegally deportation of Ukrainian children in his war in Ukraine. So they're saying Putin, because it's, you know, it's a time of war in Ukraine, because of what Putin has done in Ukraine, is the reason why they're going after him. Putin, to be clear, I'm not a Putin supporter, okay? I don't like run out there and say we need to get behind Putin. I'll be honest with you, I don't even trust Putin. But with that said, I don't trust Joe Biden. I most definitely don't trust the United Nations. I don't trust this organization, the ICC, which is just one that a liberal group have created so they can target people in the world. And they're not even going after countries. They're targeting specific people that's going against their agenda. And it is in a liberal agenda. Liberal agenda that they're targeting these people. Why are they targeting Benjamin Netanyahu? Because he's simply just defending his nation, defending his people. But because he's defending Israel, they put him on the target list.
Yeah, well, they're going after him because Hamas is literally putting the Palestinian people in harm's way, right? They're hiding behind these Palestinians, and so they are getting hurt in the crossfire. Now, well, you know, Israel has worked very, very hard to try not to get innocent civilians. It's been a part of this war for a very, very long time, from dropping leaflets to letting them know when they're going to attack, where they're going to attack, to them literally going knocking on doors, letting them know that they're going to attack in that area. I mean, they've done so much, but now we've gotten down to a very important part of the war where they're huddled in one area. They actually have them cornered, right? And so the Palestinians that haven't left or haven't been able to leave are in the way. And so they're basically saying that this is a war crime, but they're blaming it on Israel instead of blaming it on Hamas.
They don't say anything about Hamas.
No, they're saying that completely quiet about the Palestinian Hamas. People, oh, they're innocent. Well, the Palestinian people are not innocent. They have empowered Hamas. They actually, in the Gaza, they put them in leadership positions, right? They have done so much to protect them. And Will, it's to the point where now, you know, Egypt, Jordan, they won't even take the Palestinians. You know why?
Because of Hamas.
Because Hamas allow Hamas to take control wherever they go. They are just as much, they are a part of Hamas, to be honest.
Did you
with
know
you.
They supposedly had an election in the Gaza Strip about who was going to be running?
Yeah, they
government.
Elected them.
And then they, but I think there are some people in Palestine that was in the Gaza Strip that does not agree with Hamas. and they silenced those people. They strong-armed those people. And anyone who spoke out against Hamas in the Gaza Strip, they lost their lives or they were just disappeared. And now they're saying, how come the Israel won't, not Israel, but Egypt and other nations won't take these people because Hamas is embedded with them. There's a great deal of the people that call themselves Palestinian that support Hamas.
Well,
that agree with Hamas.
Tlaib
so
is a
when you find
example.
Hamas, you find Palestinians. When you find Palestinians, you find Hamas.
Right. And Tlaib's a perfect example. She's not calling out Hamas. Right.
No.
Because she knows that they are in the fiber of the Palestinian people. So she's not going to call them out. She's calling out Israel saying, oh, you're the problem, not us, meaning the Palestinian people and Hamas among us. It's you. That's basically what she says.
Exactly. And you know, and then when you talk about the U.S. government, we're supposedly allies with Israel. It's not supposedly. We've been allies with Israel from day one. Well, listen to this one on the Jerusalem Post. Where is Biden? Time to defend Israel from the ICC before it's too late. Joe Biden is not going to do anything. Joe Biden is going to stay out of the way. You have Bernie Sanders just the other day put out a statement complaining about Benjamin Netanyahu. And Bernie Sanders is Jewish himself. They're all going along with this woke agenda, but Bernie Sanders, he's always been a communist himself. So going after Benjamin Netanyahu is part of this whole communist agenda. And then you get a lot of people don't even want to support Israel. And they say, well, Israel, they're the reason why we have all the problems on the planet. Really? It's people like Bernie Sanders. It's people like George Soros who were born Jewish. I don't know that they even actually claim to be Jewish any longer. But they were born Jewish, and look what they've done. They've done so much damage to the country, to the world.
Well, and you know what? If they are an ally of ours, let's just...
Israel.
If Israel is an ally of ours, could it be that the ICC could actually go after Biden, too, for helping Israel? Because we have helped them. You know what I mean? So maybe Biden's staying quiet for that, but not only that, Will. But what does this do? When the ICC says we're putting an arrest warrant out for Netanyahu, what does that do to all these young people on the college campuses and stuff?
It inspires them.
It emboldens them. It makes them want to go more militant. Right.
It says we're doing what the world wants.
Yep.
It's another manipulation game, and it's going to go right to their heads. And just like I said in the beginning, I'm just waiting, and I'm telling you, there's going to be more violence come out of this. The violence that we saw during the Summer of Love with George Floyd is going to be nothing compared to what they're going to do here. Now, do I want to be wrong? I hope and pray that I'm wrong. But I guarantee everybody that's watching, and I do look in the comments. I'm looking in the comments right now on the Frank Speech Rumble channel, and I look on frankspeech.com. I do look on the comments there, and I'm just wondering, is there anybody watching right now, and you can leave me a comment or not, but I'm willing to bet everyone that's watching right now, you see the same thing that I see. Let me remind you, the same people that will strap bombs to themselves and send people out to go blow up people, innocent people in the meat market, the supermarket, what have you, in the church, in the synagogue. They don't care where you are. The same people that's doing that are the same people organizing what's happening on the college campuses right now. And you mean to tell me I'm supposed to not pay attention to that? How come no one else is talking about it? I've yet to hear anybody in the mainstream media, the government, state media, not a single person bring up the fact that these people that are organizing these youth, these impressionable minded children to be violent towards people that are Israeli. No one is mentioning the fact that these are the same people that are willing to strap bombs to themselves. Have you heard anyone talk about that, Shannon? The same people organizing this.
Yeah.
You've heard other people talk about this?
Well, I've heard that, you know, there's three different groups working together for the demise of the United States. And so
heard them talk about them being violent like that, wanting to strap bombs? These are the same people that's doing this, that strap bombs to themselves?
I mean, not that specific thing, but I mean, we've heard that there are, you know, that there's some intel that something big could happen. We don't know what they're going to do here on American soil. So from that perspective, it leads you to think that could possibly happen.
When they're doing these events and they're talking about death to America, they're actually saying it, death to America. The same people again. And I'm looking in the comments and I see people and they're saying, yeah, they see the same thing.
New York posted a really good article on this, and you actually have it keyed right here. And it says, you know, International Crime Court's vicious smear tactics against American allies. And basically, you know, it brings up that this guy named Karim Khan, he's the one from the ICC that's going to bring up these charges against Netanyahu, his Israel defense minister, and the head of the Israel army. So there's three people that have arrest warrants. And it says if this happens, it will throw kerosene on the already flammable international situation. Mm. It says it could further ignite things here at home. Well, just like we were saying, all those educated know-nothings in colleges, right, will have a license to do more. It will encourage them, all those anti-Semites who have crawled out of the sewers in recent months, and it will be a grotesque smear and slander against the state of Israel. Netanyahu is one of the only other democratically elected presidents in the world.
Other than the United States, and they're going after him.
I thought these people are for democracy. I thought that's what everybody wants. Even here in America, we scream democracy, but that's not what they want.
No, they're not for democracy.
And we know we're a republic. Don't send us emails. We know. But these indictments could be very. It could cause tension even more. It's very interesting what's happening.
It really is. So I don't know when they're going to actually put out the arrest warrant for Benjamin Netanyahu.
They said this week.
But I don't know when they're going to do it, but it's going to come pretty soon. And as it stands right now, they're actually going to do it. And I'm just wondering, you know, I'm like this. If I'm Benjamin Netanyahu, I'm like, do it. And I dare you to come to the country to get me. Do it and come get me. I mean, that's how I would be. Do it and come get me. Now, I just saw a comment on here, Shannon. Someone was asking about the RisenVibe.com product.
Yeah, actually, I was just going
to... And about the chip on top of it. Like this. Think about it like this. Does a magnet need a battery?
Nope, it doesn't.
Think about it. Does a magnet need a battery? A magnet does not need a battery, but a magnet is actually putting off a frequency. When you take one magnet and take another magnet, you bring them together and they do their thing. Like when you reverse them, they do their thing because of that frequency there on that magnet. If you take those two magnets and you separate them for 50 years and you bring them back, guess what's going to happen? They're going to do the exact same thing. So no, you don't need a battery to emit frequency. Right. You don't need battery. Everything, if you really think about it, everything has a frequency.
Yep.
Watch the time.
Everything has a frequency.
You've heard of even the God frequency.
Yes. Yeah. Even the God frequency. Yeah. Everything. Everything you see right now
is vibrating at some point.
It has a frequency.
Yeah.
Even paper. It has a frequency. The best flag on God's green earth has a frequency.
It's made of energy.
Right? It has a frequency. The best one ever. All right, everybody. That's it for me. Absolute Truth with Elmore Robinson is coming up next. Make sure you stick around for that fire show. My name is Will Johnson, and we just talked about it.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves. Exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cards and cash. Go to uniteamericafirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.
I'm excited to announce we're having a huge MyPillow spring sale. And here's a few examples. Buy one of our MyPillow 2.0s, you get another MyPillow 2.0 absolutely free. Made with cooling technology, the best pillow ever just got even better. And this just in, 9 brand new colors and styles of our Percale bed sheets. They're made with the finest long staple cotton, and now you can save 50% or more. That's as low as $24.98. And for the first time this year, I'm bringing you our My Slippers and Sandals for as low as $25 a pair. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get your MyPillow 2.0s. Buy one, get one free. Percale sheets as low as $24.98. My Slippers and Sandals as low as $25 a pair. And for a limited time, when you order $75 or more, your entire order ships absolutely free.